the Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland, supporting businesses during National Enterprise Week this November 14th to 21st.
Thank you.
Joe, you're up and running with a win, a strong finish. Your thoughts on the Irish performance today?
I'd probably say untidy, earnest, and some good endeavour, but not the accuracy we're looking for. And I think the Samoans were short of a few players, and we need a reality check probably on Monday. And we've got a real step up to take next week.
Well, Joe Schmidt there after his first match in charge of Ireland when they beat Samoa 40 points to 9. He's a hard man to please. Well, later today, we'll all have our fingers crossed for Ireland taking on Australia in the Aviva Stadium. Nobody more so than Schmidt himself. And I'm sure my next guest will also have his fingers crossed, former rugby international and founder of the Pendulum Summit, Frankie Sheehan. Frankie has been studying Joe Schmidt's leadership tactics and how they can be applied to the workplace. Frank, you're very welcome to the programme. He doesn't sound like he's a lot of crack as a boss there, does he?
Well, I absolutely love the word untidy. That's one way of putting it. And I mean, here's a guy, though. I mean, he carries himself so well. I mean, in the media, he just goes to show that you can give a lot of information in the media and, behind closed doors, though, this guy is a completely different animal.
There are many different types of boss. If you had to characterise as a manager, even in a business context, what is his style?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question, Richard. I'm on the back of a diploma in leadership from the IMI, thanks to the Irish Rugby Union Players Association. And one of the people hugely accredited for leadership is a guy called Daniel Goleman, and he talks about six different leadership styles: coercive, authoritative, affiliative, democratic, pace setting and coaching. And it's very interesting because there's over 100,000 books on Amazon on leadership, right? So there's not one
you've only read half of them, I'd say, Frankie, is it?
And I'm certainly not an authority as of yet, but one of the things that struck me on it, that within Daniel Goleman's article on that, right, that a great leaders, right, show versatility, right, given the context of the situation. So what it's trying to say is, like, a golfer, by and large, instinctively would be able to pick their golf club for their next shot, but sometimes they just need to take a bit more time as to what their approach will be, right? So the idea here is that there is different approaches to leadership, and great leaders are able to come in and out of the different styles, right? And Joe Schmidt, for me, is able to do that. He will go behind closed doors and when there's no cameras there, and if you get something wrong, well, you will get the wrath and you'll know all about it. But then he can put up front in front of guys, and he can talk to guys. He can have that real personal touch as well, which is so important.
That's one of the things, isn't it, for a manager in an organisation. A lot of the good ones will say that they want to be respected more than liked, but in reality, a lot of them just want to be liked.
Yeah, there's other research done on that by McClelland that would say that by and large, I mean, if you are picking one, you got to go down the being respected first, and you got to chase that power first as opposed to being liked, because it proves, they've done a lot of study on this. But I think Joe, again, he overthrows this theory, and he's able to do both, you know. And being a great leader, I think there's a great story about Joe when he first started with Leinster. And I think, if you remember correctly, he lost the first three of his four games, and there was one rugby pundit on RTE was calling for his head. I think we all remember that. But he went in, he was doing the video analysis the following week, and Gordon Darcy had broke from his own 22, and there was a knock on, and he paused the video and said, "What happened here?" And there was a pause inside in the room, and there hadn't seemed to be such a culture of people being challenged at this point. And Gordon Darcy put up his hand and said, "Well, yeah, you know, it was a turnover ball. I felt that, you know, it was on. It beat a couple of tacklers, but it was a poor pass." "Okay, grand," he said. "Anyone else?" And there was a big pregnant pause inside in the room, and Joe turned around and said, "Drico, anything to say?" That's Brian O'Driscoll, to those of you who don't know. And Brian was a bit kind of sat up in his seat and said, "Yeah, you know, I'd agree with Gordon there. I mean, he took the ball on, I think it was on, but poor pass." "Okay," said Joe, and he paused for another couple of seconds. He said, "Drico," he said, "you're a world-class player. I've seen world-class players catch those passes. And he said the next 3 seconds felt his whole career flashed in front of him. And he never felt O'Driscoll was as big as he was until that very moment. And he said, credit to O'Driscoll, he turned around after that 3 seconds and said, Joe, you're right, I could have caught that pass.
So he wants honesty from people, but he's also then obviously very much a perfectionist. You're really getting down to the nitty-gritty in that. Is that the case? Is he a micromanager?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you go back to the New Zealand game last year that the world knows that Ireland should have won, and the referee made a wrong decision on the day, and the head of referees did say it, but he wasn't concerned about that, and he's openly said, it was the 7 system errors that were made by our team after that really annoyed him. These were kind of people at the breakdown, wrong body position, and losing those actual inches. And it kind of goes back to that Al Pacino famous clip on Any Given Sunday. It's a game of inches, and he is forensic with every single little detail. He will stop a training session dead right in the middle for one small thing going wrong and make an example of that person in front of everyone.
One of the other big skills that people running organisations need to have is knowing when to delegate and knowing when to leave people alone to do what it is they do well. How does he strike that balance?
Well, I mean, he's good. I mean, he has the beauty about him is in very often in coaches, if you're not getting picked, you don't necessarily have something good to say about that coach. But I haven't seen that yet with Joe. Everybody, even if you're not in the team or not, they do like him because they respect him so much. He knows his product inside out. And I think that's very much relative to business. But I think in business as well and in sport, I think you need people to have your back. And he certainly has people who has his back. And he would talk himself about the time when Brian O'Driscoll and Leo Cullen would have come to see him after he was getting that public criticism and said, look, just keep with them. So I think there's a lesson within that for business as well that some people can ask exercise themselves away from the team and the guys on the ground, but he trusts them and he has a good relationship with them, and it works both ways.
He has a number of devices or tricks that he has used to help build teamwork. He has Jamie Heaslip shaking hands with everybody, and he likes to give people positive messages just before a game.
Yeah, he allocates people within the Leinster squad that he would say that you must, Frankie, you must send a positive message to Ronan O'Gara or vice versa. And yeah, he would develop a culture of that. The handshaking coming in first thing in the morning, I mean, to be honest with you, it wouldn't be my cup of tea, but I think what he's trying to instill is a culture of positivity and building a team and people being friendly. And I do get that, and it's important in all aspects of business, because if you're carrying yourself poorly, negatively, it rubs off on the rest of the team.
One of the things that in management I've read about is 360 degree analysis, where sometimes teammates or people who work together are expected to deliver criticisms as well as positive things about their colleagues. That has been applied in rugby, hasn't it, Frankie? The All Blacks, I think, may have used that.
They have. The All Blacks have used this going back, 7, 8, 10 years ago. And it's very, very popular within management training and leadership. And we would have all got it done recently. And what it does for you is it lets you know what your blind spots are. And it gives you an opportunity then to go away and work on your blind spots. Or, you know what, if you're just not good at working on those blind spots, at least you know they're there and you can get somebody else to do them.
Okay, hopefully we won't have too many blind spots today. In a word, will we win today?
Well, I think the bookies have said by 2 points. I'd have to go along with that. I'd say Ireland by 2.
Okay, Frankie Sheehan, thanks very much for joining us on the programme. And you can find out more about the Pendulum Summit at pendulumsummit.com, which features the likes of Deepak Chopra. That's all we have time for this week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
The Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland, supporting businesses during National Enterprise Week this November 14th to 21st.
And The Business, presented by Richard Curran, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.